Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when visitors return home. World Health Organization warns the Zika virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control has warned pregnant women against traveling to areas with Zika virus outbreaks because Zika has been known to cause birth defects. Authorities in Burundi have released two foreign journalists a day after they were arrested in the capital for allegedly conspiring with criminals. Burundi's ongoing tensions began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. Representatives of the main opposition group in Syria, the High Negotiations Committee, plan to meet with the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, today in Geneva after skipping the first day of talks aimed at ending the war. Farah Atassi is an opposition member close to the High Negotiations Committee.
They're coming for a discussion with Mr. de Mistura, with the UN, not for a direct engagement or negotiation or to start the political negotiation process with the regime.
The peace talks are the first since negotiations collapsed in 2014. The nearly five-year civil war in Syria has left a 250,000 people dead, displaced millions. Many have fled to Western Europe. This is VOA News.